Good morning. I'm Bruce Robinson, sitting in for Roland Giacopetti today. This is Sonoma Spotlight, and our focus today is the Gravenstein Apple Fair, which is returning to the west side of Sebastopol in short order. And here to tell us all about it, we have Carmen Snyder. She's the executive director of Farm Trails, the sponsoring organization. So let's start with the who, what, when, and where.
Alrighty. It's the second weekend in August. That's Saturday and Sunday, August 10th and 11th at Regal Ranch Regional Park in Sebastopol.
And is it going to look any different to somebody who comes this year and hasn't been there for a few years?
If you haven't been there for a few years, it's going to look just the same.
And that's a good thing.
That's a great thing. We're returning to our roots, to the historic layout under the shady oaks at Regal Ranch Park. And you'll find the chef's tent in the same location, the Farm Trails information booth, Life on the Farm, the Children's Corner, and all the wonderful arts and crafts and food vendors.
And probably a few familiar faces.
Lots of familiar faces, folks who have been there for decades.
So you're a relative newcomer to all of this. When you first saw it, what did you make of it?
I think I was most struck by the straw bales everywhere, people sitting back. The apple fritters, I have to confess, were a spectacular treat to have.
That was new to you.
That was new to me. And just, you know, for me coming from the South, the dry summer in Sonoma County is quite different. And it was really lovely to be under the shade with the breeze, the band, the food, and all these people celebrating the peak season of this treasured apple.
Left all the humidity back in Carolina.
Correct.
So for those who don't know the fair, how would you characterize it? For somebody who's never been to the Gravenstein Apple Fair, what sets it apart? What makes it different?
Well, I think that there's something for everyone. I mean, we have an amazing chef's tent there for foodies. We have microbrews, incredible Sonoma County wines, a cider tent this year where we're featuring the local handcrafted hard ciders, their arts and crafts. There's great music. So it's a time that you can, and there's plenty of places to sit and just enjoy the fair, stop and pause, you know, sit on the picnic tables, meet new people. So I think that the element of being able to spend the whole day there just kind of ambling through the different vendors and this little village that gets created, really, with the help of numerous community volunteers, too, that support us.
It takes a lot of volunteers to put on an event like that.
It takes a lot of volunteers. And we're really grateful to both Exchange Bank and Redwood Credit Union, who are helping us with the gate this year. And we have a broad coalition of community support. And we still do need volunteers, though, so people can come visit us at GravensteinAppleFair.com if you want to get involved. We have a really generous volunteer package, and it takes a lot of people to put this on.
Now, it's an old-time fair, but I hear that you're actually moving into the realm of social media.
We are. We are blasting things out all the time on Facebook. So if you're interested, please like us on Facebook, and you'll get updates about the musicians, the contests, the different ways that you can get involved. And with Farm Trails, too, if you like our Farm Trails page, we're beginning to really push out our new website that we're excited about.
We've got the apple cam watching them ripen on a tree someplace? Not yet. So this is a benefit for Farm Trails. What does Farm Trails do with the proceeds?
With the proceeds, Farm Trails produces our annual mapping guide that we've been doing for 40 years. This is our 40th birthday and the Gravenstein Apple Fair's 40th birthday. And we also support scholarships, ag scholarships in the area, and we support our members through different events and marketing endeavors.
Kind of nice to be able to hang your hat on a local crop like the Gravenstein Apple, isn't it?
It is, and it's so particular to our region. It really defines Sonoma County in a way.
So let's recap the key circumstances, main one being it's on the weekend of August 10th and 11th, Regal Farm, County Park on the west side of Sebastopol. Just show up, or you need to get tickets ahead of time?
If you want to get tickets ahead of time, please go to Oliver's Markets. All three locations are selling our tickets. You can also come to the Farm Trails office in Sebastopol. And otherwise, just show up and we'll have plenty of room for you in the park.
Carmen Snyder is the executive director of Farm Trails Organization. They're sponsoring the return of the Gravenstein Apple Fair on August 10th and 11th. I'm Bruce Robinson, in for Roland Giacopetti, and this has been Sonoma Spotlight.